Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello and welcome to Healthy Cooking with Mackerel Vale on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the first Thursday monthly from 1 to 2 p.m. You are listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes great. She also takes questions in the last portion of the show, so make sure to call in at 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now I give you your host, Valerie Wilson.
Welcome to Healthy Cooking with Val. Hi, I'm Chef Valerie Wilson. I'm coming to you today from Michigan, the beautiful state of Michigan. I'm actually in Westland, Michigan. And today it is a little bit chilly outside, so that's absolutely perfect for the radio show today, because today I will be talking all about Halloween and the fall season and pumpkin. All about the nutritional value of pumpkin, because it's the first day of October, and what do we all start thinking about in October? Halloween and pumpkins, right? I'm so glad that you're here today listening to my show. I am a cooking teacher, for those of you who are first-time listeners. I've been in the food industry for over 24 years. I have been teaching healthy vegan, macrobiotic cooking classes for the last 18 years. I am the author of two cookbooks, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking and Healthy and Delicious Cooking Spring Season. I am also a counselor. I do one-on-one consultations, and I deal directly with food, how food affects different organs in your body, and the energy of the food and how it affects you. At any time during the show, that you happen to be by a computer or something, you can go and check my website out. It is mackerelvale.com. And while you're on the computer, you can also go and like my Facebook page, which is Mackerelvale Food. Each month I come to you on the bodymindspiritradio.com internet here, and I give you a recipe of the month and a food of the month. So this month it's pumpkin. And the recipe is a brand new recipe I just created, pumpkin spice oatmeal cookies. You can get a copy of this recipe on bodymindspiritguide.com, which is the website for the magazine, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, which has the recipe also in the magazine. It's a free magazine. You can pick it up around town. And you can also get this recipe on my website, mackerelvale.com. And each month, I post the recipe plus pictures, so you can actually see visually how to create this cookie recipe on my Facebook, Mackerelvale Food, that I just told you about. So there's many different ways you can get a copy of this recipe this month. So hopefully you'll be able to make these cookies. They're sweet. They're chewy. They got a nice spice to them. They remind you of pumpkin pie in a cookie form. So today's show, again, is all about fall cooking, cooking with pumpkin. And the last 20 minutes of the show, I do open up the phone line so that you can call in, talk to me live, ask questions. It's one of my favorite things, actually, is to hear questions from you, suggestions. And when I teach a cooking class, I love to have the student feedback, asking me questions, you know, putting, you know, some people, you know, tell me one of their favorite recipe or something, and it inspires me to go in the kitchen and create a healthy version of that recipe. So that's fun, too. The phone number to call in here is 646-378-0378. If you don't feel like talking live to me on the phone, you can also go into the chat room on bodymindspiritradio.com and, you know, type in a question. And we will be dealing with that in the last 20 minutes. So I would like to thank Penny and Courtney. Penny is the wonderful individual who puts together the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine every month. And she also created this radio network that I come to you on once a month. This magazine is a really nice magazine. Hopefully, if you see it anywhere, you pick it up. It's a free magazine. Has some really wonderful articles, one of which obviously is mine, all about pumpkin. But the other articles are very positive, uplifting, and spiritual. Very nice articles. And a lot of the ladies and gentlemen who write articles for the magazines also have radio shows on this Body, Mind, Spirit radio that I'm coming to you right now. So make sure you check that out. And, of course, my thanks to Courtney. She is my producer, and you'll be hearing her lovely voice when we go on break and at the end of the show when we're talking to you live. So my favorite quote is, "The truth is observable." So when you see something and you observe what happens, it's truth. So once you start changing your diet and you make small changes, and then they eventually might lead to big changes, but once you start making small changes in your diet, you will definitely observe, you know, more energy, you feel better, clearer thinking. A lot of the wonderful side effects of when you start eating healthy whole foods, not refined processed food, weight loss. I mean, you start consuming high fiber food, whole grains, you know, and start eliminating some of those refined processed things you're eating, how wonderful side effects is you just lose weight. So right now I would like to tell you about something that's upcoming here for me that I'm pretty excited about. On Monday, October 5th, I will be on the local morning show here in Detroit, Michigan. I will be on TV 20, and I will be doing a four-minute cooking segment somewhere between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, and I will be featuring in that cooking segment delicata squash, my favorite winter squash there is. They're so sweet and delicious. I love them. I use them all the time. So if you're in the Michigan area here, Detroit area, you're listening to me, make sure you tune in Monday, somewhere between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, TV 20 morning show. If you're not in Michigan, after the segment is taped and aired, I will put a link on my website, macroval.com, so you can check out that cooking segment that I will be doing. Cooking classes, and the classes are held here in my home in Westland. The classes are just so invaluable. I can't stress enough how important the classes are, because when you come to a cooking class, you are going to visually see what the food looks like. You are going to see the products that I use. I get asked all the time, you know, about this product or that product. Look, I've been eating this way for 20 years. I have tried all the brands out there. Like, I have a specific favorite tofu brand. It is the best. The texture and the taste is far superior. I have a specific brand of tamari that I use. The flavor is just outstanding. When you come to a cooking class, you get all that information along with the nutritional information. I'm always telling you about, you know, how wonderful this food is, why it's good for you. But then I also talk about the energy of the food. You know, food has energy. Everything in the universe is made up of energy. And some people don't realize that, but it has a lot to do with the food that we eat. And the certain energies of certain foods feed and nurture the energies of different organs in your body. So these are things that you learn in the cooking classes too. The cooking classes are hands-on, so everybody helps participate. So that's a lot of fun. You're not just sitting there and observing, right? So this is where you're actually chopping the vegetables. We're making things like we had in the class just yesterday, because I usually have the classes on Wednesday. We made a pureed celery soup, and the girls were right there by the stove, you know, praying the soup and having a good old time. And then another thing that's one of the best things about the class is you get to eat the food we've created. So you actually sit down and have a meal. Most cooking classes you go to, you get a little sample cup, if you're lucky. These classes are usually on Wednesday evenings, and they run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. Stay tuned to the show. I will be telling you about the upcoming October cooking classes. So the food of the month this month is pumpkin. Here we are in October, all things Halloween. So I'm sure that most people's experience with pumpkin is buying that big old jack-o'-lantern and bringing it home and carving it, which is so much fun. We all love doing that. But pumpkin is actually a very healthy, nutritious, wonderful food for you. When you cook with pumpkin, however, you will want to look in the stores for the smaller pumpkins. Sometimes they're called pie pumpkins. These pumpkins, the flesh is much sweeter than the large pumpkins that you use to carve for Halloween. These pie pumpkins, again, smaller in size, orange in color. When you go to the store and you're looking to buy them, pick them up and knock on them. This may sound funny, but take your knuckles and knock on them. And you want them to be like a nice thud when you knock on it. If it's if the flesh is starting to go soft and you knock on it and it's like this dull thud or something, they may be kind of old by then. You know what I mean? Examine the flesh. Make sure that there's no places where it's starting to get soft. And that'll tell you that that's a good pumpkin for you to purchase. You know, the best way to utilize pumpkin, although there's many different ways, but the most common and the easiest way is to bring it home, cut it in half, and then lay it flat on a cookie sheet and bake it in the oven, approximately an hour, until you can stick a fork into the flesh, and the flesh is very, very soft. And then, you know, you want to take it out of the oven, let the pumpkin cool so you can work with it. You're going to scrape out and discard the seeds, although you could scrape the seeds out before you bake it, you know, and then use the seeds, but this way we're just discarding the seeds. And then the flesh of the pumpkin, you scoop out that flesh too. That is the pumpkin flesh that you buy when you buy a can of pumpkin puree. That's it right there. To make the texture more smooth, if you would like, after you've scooped out the flesh, put it in a food processor and puree it up. And then the flesh will be even more smooth so that if you want to make a pumpkin pie or pumpkin bread, the flesh will be real smooth. So that's what most of us are typically, you know, thinking when you think pumpkin, that's what you do. And, of course, pumpkin pie and pumpkin bread. And I recently made apple pumpkin butter. So I took my apple butter recipe and I put the pumpkin in it. Came out very good. It's like, you know, when you spread it on a piece of toast, it's like pumpkin pie on a toast. So delicious. But let's think of some other ways that we could possibly use this pumpkin in our cooking. So anytime you have a recipe that calls for a winter squash, like a squash soup, or sometimes I cut squash up in little cubes and I put it in a casserole. Recently I did a soup where I took squash and I grated it in my food processor and I put it in the soup, and that imparted a lot of flavor in the soup. So any place that you have a recipe that calls for the winter squash, butternut, acorn, buttercup, you could substitute pumpkin. You know, so you could grate it, put it in a soup. You could cut it up in little cubes, put it in soup, put it in casseroles. You can also make stuffed pumpkin. A few years back, I actually created this delicious stuffed pumpkin recipe, and it's very, very pleasing to the eye. It's very pretty because, you know, when you buy the pumpkin, if you cut it in half right through the middle, then when you open it up, the edges of the pumpkin are kind of like scalloped because, you know, the pumpkin has kind of like lines in it. And then again, you're going to bake it in the oven till it becomes soft and then, you know, do your favorite stuffing. I like stuffing it with like a brown rice vegetable mixture. Put that back in the pumpkin, put it in the oven, and you have stuffed pumpkin. That's a great way to utilize the pumpkin. Today in the class, we will be making, this is a radio show. On the radio show, I'll be sharing my pumpkin spice oatmeal cookies, and we will be using the flesh of the pumpkin, which will be coming up right after break here. I take a break every 20 minutes, so it looks like it's about time for a break. So let me just tell you before we go on break about my upcoming classes that I was mentioning before. So in October, I am teaching festive fall cooking classes. So it's a two-week series, and in these classes, we'll be cooking for the fall season. The signature whole grain for fall is brown rice, and the signature flavor is pungent. So I will be using a lot of ginger and garlic in these recipes. And so on Wednesday, October 14th, I will be teaching you how to make brown rice tempeh walnut casserole, ginger baked beans, and baked onions and garlic and sweet potatoes. On Wednesday, October 21st, I will be teaching how to make millet tempeh chili, a mock cheese sauce over cauliflower and broccoli, and apple blueberry ginger pie. Yeah, that pie is really good. Now, these classes, each class is $45, and again, they run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock, taught here in my home in Westland. Go to my website, mackerelvale.com, and you can sign up and prepay with a charge card. If you want to attend both classes and you sign up and prepay for them, you will get $10 off. So instead of these classes costing $45 each, they actually cost $40. So you can come to the series for $80 instead of coming to the series for $90. A great savings there. If you are not on the computer and you can't pay with a charge card, you can call me directly, 734-722-4553, and you can send me a check or money order through the mail. I do give discounts if you prepay and sign up for the class. If you do not prepay and you show up the day of the class, you do pay full price, which $45 is still an incredible deal, considering that you sit down and you get the organic, you know, meal at the end of the class. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll be sharing my pumpkin spice oatmeal.
Thank you, Val. You are listening to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is Halloween party dishes cooking with pumpkin and her recipe for pumpkin spice oatmeal cookies. She has been doing this for a very long time, over 20 years, and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at www.macrovale.com for more information, tips, and recipes that she will talk about today and has talked about in the past, and for information about her cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. You can also go to bodymindspiritguide.com, where we post Valerie's recipe every month. So if you don't get a chance to write down her tips or recipes today, you can visit her website and the bodymindspiritguide.com website for that information. Valerie teaches classes, and if you are a state, please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD, and she also offers one-on-one sessions, so you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her Facebook page, Macrovale Foods, for even more wonderful information. You can call her personally at 734-722-4553. And lastly, if you would like to call into the show and ask a question, feel free. The number to call into the show is 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Wow, welcome back to the show. So we are talking all about pumpkin here today, the month of October and Halloween, and I'm about ready to give you your pumpkin spice oatmeal cookies. So if you're listening on the radio and you don't have a copy of the recipe in front of you from all the places we told you it is, get out a piece of paper and a pencil. I'll be giving you that recipe in just a minute here. I also wanted to mention that I've got 2 weeks left for the Westland Farmers Market. It seems like summer has just flown by. I don't know where it went, but every Thursday from 3 to 7, I am at the Westland Farmers Market. So I'll be going there right after the radio show ends. It is right here in Westland off of Ford Road, between Wayne and Newburgh, on a street called Carlson. And it is right next to the big playground over there, the kids' playground and water park. We have a really nice pavilion. I have a booth there every month, and I sell sugar-free organic goodies, some of which is that apple butter I told you about earlier. I have everything apple at my booth today. Everything apple is on sale. I've got the pumpkin apple butter I mentioned earlier. I've got traditional apple butter. I have applesauce. And my personal favorite, I have created turmeric apple butter. Yeah, the turmeric in it just puts it over the edge. And turmeric, with all its anti-inflammatory properties, antibacterial properties, is so good for you. That's I like, and you know what, last night at the class, I had the students sample the three different butters, and they all voted, and the turmeric apple butter was their favorite. So I got approval from the students, too. I have pieces of apple pie for sale, and then I also have many different cookies, apricot oat breakfast cookies, chocolate chip cookies, fig oat cookies. So I got a new cookie. It's date, almond, and turmeric cookie. So I've put the turmeric in a cookie recipe also. I have a variety of different jams. Besides the apple butter, I have cherry, strawberry, raspberry, blackberry, and they're all made with organic fruit, all sweetened with brown rice syrup. I don't use any refined sugar, and I don't use any chemical sweetener. And then I also have some delicious treats. I have my protein bars, which is peanut butter and chocolate, and I have Max's vanilla marshmallow treats, which the kids absolutely love. They're marshmallow treats with a hint of vanilla in them. So, again, I've got this Thursday and next Thursday. So you've only got 2 weeks left. So if you're listening and you're in the area, stop on by 3 to 7. All right, let's do the pumpkin spice oatmeal cookies. These cookies are so much fun to make because I decorated them. I took raisins, and you take raisins and I like put like a little smiley face on the top of the cookie. It's supposed to look like a smiling pumpkin, you know, for Halloween. So hopefully you'll be able to see a picture of that. It's in the guide and on the websites, macroval.com, bodymindspiritguide.com. All right, so here is a list of the ingredients of what you're going to need. You are going to need a half a cup of dried apricot. I do advise that you get organic dried apricots because if they're not organic, number one, when you dry a fruit, you enhance and make stronger the flavor of the fruit. And so if that apricot was sprayed with chemicals before it's dried and then it shrinks and it gets dried, those conventionally grown apricots are not going to be as sweet because chemicals have a bitter flavor to them. Okay, so that's the flavor aspect of it where the organic ones are so much better. But for health reasons, okay, I'm sure that you've heard things on the news and you know that chemicals and pesticides are just not good for you, but here's a great way to look at it. The human body created to ingest chemicals, period, plain and simple. Next ingredient, you're going to need a quarter cup of organic canola oil, 3/4 of a cup of brown rice syrup. This is my preferred sweetener. It will not spike your blood sugar level. Made from 100% organic whole brown rice. 1 cup of the pumpkin puree. If you don't bake it yourself, you know you can buy the canned pumpkin. I buy the canned organic pumpkin, which has a great flavor. It's so sweet and delicious. You're going to want a pinch of sea salt. You know, you always put that pinch of sea salt in your dessert to bring out the flavor of the dessert. So it makes it actually more flavorful, more sweet, more delicious. 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ginger, and then you're going to want just a pinch of allspice and a pinch of cloves. And next you want 1.5 cups of rolled oats and 2 cups of oat flour. I like using the oat flour. It complements the rolled oats, but also that way this cookie is gluten-free. So here's how you're going to make the cookie. Let's put into a food processor the wet ingredients. The wet ingredients would be the dried apricots, the organic canola oil, the brown rice syrup, the pumpkin, and I go ahead and throw the spices into the wet ingredients so they get well incorporated. So we put the pinch of sea salt, the cinnamon, the ginger, the allspice, and the cloves. Put it in a food processor and puree it up. Why we're doing that? For a couple reasons, I want to incorporate the brown rice syrup and the pumpkin very well, but I want to chop up the apricot so that it's in really small pieces so that you get the sweetness of the apricot all through the cookie but you don't necessarily bite into it and get a chunk of apricot, because I wanted the predominant flavor of this cookie to be pumpkin. So I used the dried apricot as a sweet element to make these cookies a little sweeter. So after you've pureed the wet ingredients and the apricots are chopped up in really small pieces, then in a bowl, we will put the 1.5 cups of rolled oats and the 2 cups of flour, mix it together. You're mixing together the dry ingredients. Now pour the wet ingredients into the dry ingredients, mix it all together. You should get a firm dough after you've incorporated and mixed it all together. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees and then scoop the cookies onto a oiled cookie sheet. I use a cookie scoop. I like using cookies because then all of the cookies are exactly the same size. These cookies will not spread out as they bake because of the rolled oats and the oat flour. So once you've scooped the cookie dough onto the cookie sheet, you will want to take a fork and gently push the cookies down with the fork, creating a circular cookie. And then I take raisins, and I put them on there. Like, I put 2 raisins for the eyes. I put 1 little raisin for the nose, and then I, like, draw a little smiley face on the cookie. I pretty much am a happy person. I smile a lot, so my cookies have smiley faces. If you want to make, like, goofy, frowny faces or something to make them look like, you know, pumpkins or something, be creative. Do whatever you want. Push the raisins into the cookie dough, though, a little bit, so then when they bake, the raisins will stay in the cookie instead of falling off. Put them in the 350-degree oven for approximately 12 to 15 minutes. You'll know that they're done when they're golden brown on the bottom. I just very simply take a cookie, like a spatula, and just very gently pick up one of the cookies and look on the bottom, and it's golden brown. You can tell it's done. These cookies, number one, when they're baking in the oven, your whole kitchen smells so good. You got that permeated smell of the cinnamon going through the whole house, and it's just like a pumpkin pie smell through your whole house. You bite into these cookies, and you get a real nice sweetness from the brown rice syrup, the fruit, apricots, and also the pumpkin. The pumpkin makes the cookies very moist and soft. But yet you also have a little bit of chewiness from the rolled oats being in there. And the rolled oats in the cookie also help to stabilize your blood sugar more so than, you know, 100% flour in a cookie, because rolled oats have more fiber, more vitamins, and more nutrients in it. So these cookies are going to be actually a little healthier for you than cookies that didn't have the rolled oats in it. It's going to give you a little more substance, a little more fiber. It's going to fill you up more so than a cookie that wouldn't have the rolled oats in it. So hopefully you're going to try these cookies. I would love to get some feedback. If you do this recipe, let me know what you thought, how they came out. The main ingredient in this cookie is pumpkin, and we've been talking a lot about pumpkin and Halloween and everything. So let me tell you why pumpkin is so good for you, right? Well, first of all, we've been eating pumpkin in some way, or, you know, the ancient pumpkins and everything. It's for over 1,000 years. It's believed to have originated in the ancient Americas. So right here in North America and South America is where pumpkins actually originated from. Of course, you know, food in our food chain evolves throughout the years and everything. So the traditional pumpkins probably would have been a little smaller variety. They put them grown in the wild, but pretty much we've been eating pumpkin for a long, long time. Pumpkin is known to help lower your blood pressure because it's very high in fiber. This makes it great for your heart. Pumpkin is high in potassium and very high in vitamin C. Very important for this time of year, because vitamin C can help boost your immune system so you can fight off diseases. Pumpkin is great for that. One cup of pureed pumpkin contains 2 times the recommended daily intake of vitamin A. Vitamin A is very important to help promote good vision. Vitamin A can also help slow down the decline of retinal pigmentosa. Sorry, I have problems with big, long words pronouncing them, but it's basically a disease of your retina. And so vitamin A can help slow that down, and you find vitamin A in large quantities in your pumpkin. So that's why pumpkin is fantastic for your eyes. The natural sweet taste of pumpkin feeds and nurtures your spleen, pancreas, and stomach, your middle organs that help you deal with stress. So pumpkin can be considered anti-stress food. So these are some of the things why pumpkin is so wonderful to start incorporating in your diet. Our ancient ancestors, you know, that lived here in the Americas, they used pumpkin and winter squashes, and they cooked it with beans. I have a really great recipe with kidney beans and squash, which you could substitute pumpkin for. It's in my Perceptions in Healthy Cooking cookbook, which you can purchase on my website, macroval.com. It's a really wonderful recipe. So hopefully you might look into that. Oh, so I also wanted to briefly talk about a few suggestions for some Halloween party foods. So for many, many years, I hosted a Halloween party. And I always, you know, I love getting dressed up. I'm like one of those people, like every year I would come up with a different costume. It's so much fun. And I'd have family and friends over here. And if I didn't have a Halloween party at my house, I would go to a Halloween party. So one of my favorite things to do is to create some type of finger food or snack food. I don't necessarily have a recipe for you right here because I gave you the pumpkin spice oatmeal cookie, which by all means would be such a cute recipe to bring to a party. But let me give you a few suggestions, things. Some things that I've done throughout the years for the table and everything. First and foremost, I usually put a decorative tablecloth down, which, you know, a Halloween tablecloth, which if you go to the dollar store, they usually have some fun tablecloths. And then I buy Halloween lights. I like the ones that are like orange in color, or you can get purple ones. And I usually lay those lights on the table, not in any particular pattern, but just kind of scattered around. And then I put the dishes, like the bowl of chips or whatever, on the table, surrounded by the light. It makes your table look so decorative and pretty. Of course, being vegan and vegetarian, the table always has vegetables to dip and some type of dip to go with it. My best dip is my whipped garlic. That's kind of what I'm famous for, making this whipped garlic, which I do sell at the Westland Farmers Market. And I always put that on the table. But what I found really cool and interesting for Halloween is to make the dips different colors. So let's say you have a recipe of your favorite dip or whatever. If you take fresh parsley and you put it in the food processor and puree it up so it's really, really small, and then do your dip and put your dip in the food processor and puree it up, you'll have like a green dip, right, for Halloween. So that's pretty cool. I've done that before. And then, of course, you know, my favorite spice right now is turmeric, which will turn everything yellowish-orange. So again, if you have a dip that is predominantly white, you could put the fresh turmeric root, or if you had dried, you can use the dry, you could put that in the food processor, puree it up, and you're going to have like this yellowish orange color dip, which is pretty darn cool. Now, if you want your dip to be red, right, so it might even look like blood, beets. You can get beets. And what's so awesome now is that there's a company that makes beets, and they're organic beets, and they're already cooked. They come prepackaged. It's called Love Beets. So you don't have to worry about cooking those beets because I know it's time-consuming, and then you get red stuff all over the place, and most people don't eat beets, even if they love beets, which, by the way, I do love beets. It's time-consuming to use them. So this company makes them already cooked, And again, you could make some type of dip up for yourself, and you could put the beets in there in the food processor. You don't need a lot because they're going to color that dip really quickly. But put it in the food processor with the beets, you'll get like a red colored dip. So when people come and they're like, well, these are Halloween dips, you know. And they really, if you just put a little bit of these flavorings and these foods in there, you're not going to so much change the flavor of it. You're just going to create really bizarre colors. And for Halloween, you know, you're supposed to be scary. And so put some of these colors into the dips and it'll actually be quite fun. Well, I see it's time for another break. So let me tell you about a free one-hour cooking class that I'm teaching at the Better Health Store in Novi. This will be Saturday, October 10th from 12 noon until 1 p.m. The Better Health Store located in Novi. And this class is not like the hands-on cooking classes. You just sit in the audience and observe, and you get a sample. You do not get a meal. This is offered free through the Better Health Store. And the topic of this cooking class, again, will be delicata squash, my favorite winter squash, which, again, I wanted to mention on Monday, October 5th. If you are listening and you're in the Detroit area here, I will be on the TV20 morning show somewhere between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour doing a four-minute cooking segment featuring delicata squash. The last 20 minutes of the show, if you're listening and you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. The phone number is 646-378-0378. Let's go on a quick break, and when we come back, we'll chat some more.
Thank you, Valerie. You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with MacroVale and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling great. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She's given so many tips and recipes today, so I would love to direct you to her website, www.macrovale.com, for more information. You can also connect with her by phone to make your own personal appointment. Her phone number is 734-722-4553. And we also welcome anyone to visit bodymindspiritradio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows and archive, and you can actually slow them down so you can write down any or all of the information she has said today or prior. I also want to remind you that the number to call into the show or to ask a question is 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. I also want to remind those listening in chat that you're more than welcome to ask a question there as well. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. So in today's show, we've been talking all about pumpkin. It's the first day of October, so Halloween, ideas for a Halloween party. I have one more cool little idea that I've done before. Go to the dollar store and look for a little bag of, they're black, they're plastic, and inside of there is like a spiders and snakes and little skulls. They're like just little plastic toy things. And I have utilized those in many different ways. Sometimes I just put them on the table, you know, as decoration. One time I did make a cake and I used those as actual decorations on the cake. One year I did cupcakes, and so I decorated the cupcakes with those little plastic decorations. They look really cute on there. It's cheap, it's inexpensive, and it's easy. So that's another great thing that I've done that really makes the table look very decorative and pretty. One of my favorite things to do, I like, you know, decorating, making the food appealing. It's fun. All right, so this is the last 20 minutes of the show. I'm going to bring my producer, Courtney, on, and hopefully we have some questions. Maybe someone's called in. Hi, Courtney, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Val?
I'm doing real good.
We have a few questions. We have a lot of listeners out there. We had a caller who called probably about maybe 10 or 15 minutes ago, and it looks like he got disconnected. But I wanted to ask his question anyways, just in case he does get back on here or he listens to the show afterwards. And he was curious about different things that you could use as far as sugar sweeteners that would not spike your blood sugar, like different alternatives.
Oh, a great question. I have written articles about this, and I'm always asked this question. And again, I sell stuff at the Westland Farmers Market. So hands down, the best sweetener you can possibly use is brown rice syrup. It's the one I use exclusively. So many people have never heard of it, and I don't know why they haven't heard of it, but brown rice syrup is made from whole organic brown rice. It will never, ever spike your blood sugar level. So the sugar that's in there is maltose. White refined sugar is sucrose. Sucrose will spike your blood sugar level, okay? So sweeteners that are made from whole grains will never spike your blood sugar level. So that would be brown rice syrup, barley malt. There's also a thick malted liquid called amazake, will never spike your blood sugar level. That is the best of the best, okay? Now, moving on from there, there are some other things that are healthy and good for you, but they're probably going to spike your blood sugar level. Like if I want to make something a little more sweeter, I will use a little bit of maple syrup in combination with brown rice syrup. Maple syrup has vitamins and minerals, and it comes from Mother Nature, and there's no extraction process when they create it, so they don't take the vitamins and minerals out, okay? So it's going to react completely differently on your body than white refined sugar. However, maple syrup is sucrose. It will spike your blood sugar level. So when I'm dealing with a diabetic, you know, brown rice syrup, 100%. A lot of people ask me about stevia, agave, and all those other things because they claim that they don't spike the blood sugar level. The problem with these is that stevia is 300 times sweeter than white refined sugar. Okay? The body doesn't even know what to do with white refined sugar because it spikes the blood sugar level. Okay? Energetically, something that's 300 times sweeter than white refined sugar, the body energetically cannot handle that. It doesn't know what to do with it. It doesn't get digested properly through your digest tract, which is where you're supposed to digest your food, which is why they say that it won't spike your blood sugar level and it's a better suggestion. Again, agave is about is higher in fructose than high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup is about 55 to 60% fructose. Agave is about 85 to 90% fructose. Again, the body has no idea what to do with something that's that high in fructose. Nowhere in our human experience have we ever ingested anything that was 80% fructose. So when you ingest something that's that intensely sweet, it does not get digested in your stomach. It gets digested in your liver, okay, which is why it comes back with a false reading and tells people that agave won't spike your blood sugar level. Well, it may not spike your blood sugar level, but it's going to wreak havoc on your liver. I mean, I don't know about you, but your food is supposed to be digested in your digestive tract, not in your liver. So whereas these have come across as healthy sweeteners, I do not recommend them. Chemical sweeteners out there, you know, if you listen to the TV or whatever, you know, you've got Splenda, NutraSweet, all those other things. They're chemicals, plain and simple. The human body was not created to digest chemicals, period. They are so much sweeter than white refined sugar that they mess up your taste buds so that you can't really properly taste real food, and you think nothing is sweet enough because they're so intensely sweet. You crave more of them, and you actually put on more weight because you're craving more sweet things. So chemical sweeteners, I do not recommend them at all, not at all. So again, the best of the best is brown rice syrup, and you can use it in your coffee, in your tea, on your oatmeal. I use it obviously to make desserts all the time, pies, cakes, cookies, everything. I use brown rice syrup for. It's the best of the best. Yeah, so great question. I'm glad he called in and asked the question.
So am I, and thank you very much for answering it. We had another person who was listening in the chat room, and earlier in the show you mentioned that pumpkin was an anti-stress food, and she was curious if there was other anti-stress foods out there.
Oh, another great question. Yes. Anti-stress foods are foods that feed and nurture your spleen, pancreas, and stomach. The whole grain that would be your anti-stress grain is millet. Millet is high in iron. It is the easiest whole grain to digest. Millet, I think last month my recipe was, I think it was millet chili. Millet chili was last month's recipe. And that recipe is also in my Perceptions cookbook. I have many millet recipes in that cookbook. Rolled oats, they cook up sweet and creamy. Rolled oats is another anti-stress whole grain. Can help lower cholesterol also. It's wonderful for you. Winter squashes, butternut, the delicata that I mentioned. Some of my favorite things are the winter squashes. Some other vegetables that would be considered anti-stress vegetables, rutabaga, cabbage, a bean that would be considered your anti-stress bean would be chickpeas. Again, when you cook up chickpeas, they're creamy. You know, they're the main ingredient in hummus is chickpeas. The reason why they're the main ingredient in hummus is because when you puree them, they create a creamy texture for you. So hummus would be a great anti-stress food for people to eat on a regular basis. So if you think in your mind, like anything that's like creamy and sweet when it comes to like beans and whole grains and squashes, if you think about it, and even pumpkin, you know, you cook it up, you take the flesh out, and that flesh is creamy and sweet. Those feed and nurture your spleen, pancreas, and stomach, which are the main you know, organs in the middle of your body that when you get stressed out, they tend to get tightened up. They just squeeze up and tighten. So these foods help to feed and nurture and relax them, calm them down. So if you eat these foods on a regular basis, then when stress comes at you, and oh my God, doesn't everybody have stress in their life? Yeah. So when stress comes at you, your body is stronger, your organs are stronger, so you can handle these outside stresses that are, you know, coming at you. So there's a few food suggestions for you that would be anti-stress foods. And I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you for answering that question as well. We had another listener who was listening in the chat room, and her doctor prescribed zinc and said that she should start taking zinc, but she's having a really hard time taking it to the point where it's actually causing her to be nauseous. And she was wondering if there was ways for her to implement zinc into her diet through food.
Oh, yes, of course there is. And again, I do one-on-one consultations. This would be, you know, a great thing to sit down. I mean, I can answer the question in simple terms right here, but we only have a few minutes. One-on-one consultations, you know, I can do over the phone if somebody is not in Michigan, or if they're in Michigan, they're in my area. It is better, you know, if I can sit down with them and meet them in person. You go to my website, macrovale.com. I do have a counseling page that kind of describes more about it. And you can call me directly, and we can set up a time when we can do it. But zinc is an essential nutrient that is important to you. My mother and my sister swear by zinc. Whenever they feel like they're coming down with a cold, they start taking zinc, and they swear it just beats the cold for them. They love it. Where do you find zinc naturally in food? Predominantly vegetables. You're going to find zinc in root vegetables, such as the rutabaga I just mentioned. Carrots, things that grow underground do contain zinc. Sweet potatoes contain zinc. Most of your whole grains do contain a certain amount of zinc. Millet in particular has zinc in it, which would be real good for her. And you also will find some zinc in sea vegetables. You know, sea vegetables are the most nutrient-dense food on the planet. They're full of minerals, vitamins, trace minerals, and definitely an excellent source of zinc would be in your sea vegetables. So, of course, the next question is, you know, what are sea vegetables? How do I utilize them, right? Most people are unfamiliar with them, although the human species has been eating sea vegetables since the beginning of our existence because they're actual plants that grow in the ocean. So our ancient ancestors were able to pick these plants, dry them, and then once they're dried, they're non-perishable and it'll last forever. The easiest one to start incorporating in your diet, and I talk about this all the time, is kombu. So kombu, you go to a health food store, it's going to be in a bag, it's going to be on the shelf, K-O-M-B-U. You go home, you can take a little 4-inch piece of kombu, you're going to cook millet, throw the kombu in, cook the millet with the kombu. You're getting all the vitamins and minerals, zinc of which is one. If you want to make a soup, throw a 4-inch piece of kombu in the soup, in the water, as it's boiling. Again, you're getting the zinc. It's great to use that way. Whenever I cook beans, I always cook kombu with my beans because the kombu also helps strengthen your intestinal tract, helps aid in digestion. Kombu is very high in keratin, which is the main hair protein. So I tell people if you want beautiful, luscious hair, kombu is your sea vegetable. If you go to my website, macrovale.com, there is a link that will take you to my YouTube channel. I have over 23 short, informative videos posted on YouTube, one of which is all about kombu. You can go and watch that short video. You can see what the kombu looks like. I talk more about the kombu, how to make kombu tea, how to utilize it. So that's a great resource, is to check out the YouTube channel where I have many short little videos. But, yeah, there's some great suggestions for zinc to get it into your diet. So hopefully she will be able to get off those pills and start eating more foods with zinc in it and be able to get that in her body.
Awesome. And we have one other question real quick. There was a listener whose father just happened to find out he had a blood clot, and she was wondering if there was anything that could help kind of prevent blood clots, or is there certain dietary foods that they should start avoiding that can cause blood clots?
Well, that's an interesting question and kind of complicated because everybody's different, and again, that's where if I was to sit down and I could actually ask them what they were eating, I might be able to pinpoint it more. But in general, high fiber foods, okay? So your whole grains, your rolled oats, your millet that I just mentioned, brown rice. Another thing that might help with the blood flow is foods that feed and nurture the blood to clean it out, such as parsley and leafy greens, kale, collard greens. Those might help to break up the blood clots, too. Garlic is another fantastic food that would definitely help in that aspect. The blood clots might be coming from, and I'm not sure, this is just what they might be coming from, but sometimes you get blood clots from eating artery-clogging, high-fat food, such as dairy products, cheeses, ice cream, things like that. That's going to create thick blood. That's going to create blood clots inside of you. So, you know, maybe cut back on that stuff. Start incorporating more greens. Parsley is a real good one, but whole grains, high fiber food, definitely a step in the right direction. I can see we're almost out of time, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. Thank you, Courtney. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for all those great questions. That was wonderful. Please visit my website, macrovale.com. I have links to my YouTube channel there. I have links to my Facebook page, which is Macrovale Food. The recipe for the pumpkin spice oatmeal cookie is in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. It can be found on their website, my website. My upcoming cooking classes, you can go to my website and sign up. Wednesday, October 14th and 21st, festive fall cooking classes. Remember, these are featuring brown rice, ginger, garlic. They run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. They're here at my house in Westland. Each class is $45. If you sign up and prepay for both classes, you get $10 off. On Saturday, October 10th, I will be teaching a free one-hour cooking class from noon until 1 o'clock at the Better Health Store in Novi. On Monday, October 5th, I will be on the local TV 20 morning show somewhere between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour. So if you get a chance, please tune into that. Remember, variety is the spice of life. So keep it simple and keep it varied. I will leave you with actually one of my favorite quotes from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Love is the energy which expands, opens up, sends out, stays, reveals, shares, and heals. I am sending you all peace and abundance. Thank you so much for listening.